Okay. All right, everybody. So here I'm going to do roll call. The time is approximately 6:10 p.m. I'm sorry for the confusion. Teresa Allen is present. Is Dr. Franklin on the call? Not hearing Dr. Franklin. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Okay. Is Lyndon Foley on the call? Okay. I'm asking for anyone who's previously on development, so I'll ask some names. Some people may feel that they not want to continue. Tom Harper? Not hearing him. Wally James? I'm thinking that Wally James is also not going to continue on this committee based upon a conversation I had with him. Mike Lewis? Bill, if you can possibly send a text to Mike Lewis, I'd appreciate it. Robin Lewis?
You know, he's been sick also.
Oh, okay.
I heard from him a few days ago.
I'm here.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez? Not hearing Marianne. All right. Carol McGregor?
I'm here.
Okay. Nancy Zabarnaritomi? Not hearing Nancy. Wendy Schrell? Not hearing. Deb Shapto? Not hearing Deb. Rob Lee?
Here.
Okay. Thank you. Bruce Grief? Not hearing Bruce. Kurt Gerdrum?
I'm here, and I got the minutes also.
Bravo. Sandy Weinman?
Is here.
Thank you. Okay, so the meeting is called to order. And since I don't have the minutes in front of me, I'm hoping.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
While we're on rolls, can I move that we excuse Captain Tom and Mike?
Okay. All right, is there any objection to Tom Harper and Mike Lewis being excused? Okay,
no.
Hearing done. Okay. Bear with me 1 minute. And I believe that Cassandra Thibodeau is on the phone.
Yes.
Cassandra, are you present?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is there
anyone
else on the call that I did not call your name?
This is Nancy.
Oh, hi, Nancy. Thank you. All right. Is there anyone else whose name I didn't call? Okay. Thank you. This is just too bizarre that I don't even that I have, can't even didn't even receive a copy of my own notes.
Actually, what I have is not a copy of the minutes. It's just a notice of the meeting tonight.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Well, I'm then going to go to my my documents to see my agenda. I tell you what, does anyone have the agenda for tonight? Do you see it?
It's in what you sent out on the, oh no, excuse me, that was in the minutes of last meeting.
So what I'm doing now is I'm going into my drafts where it is sitting, or no, in my outbox, which is it's sitting there. So, okay, first item on the agenda is to approve the agenda, then approve the minutes, then reports from the development director or general manager. Then I have 5 fundraising items, which include the upcoming pledge drive, the quiet drive report from Robin, the legacy giving from me, lapsed donors, which from Robin, and Valentine's Day proposal from me. Item number 6 is new business. I do know that I want to make one announcement there, and Rob Lee might have a suggestion there. Then item number 7 is set the next meeting, and item number 8 is adjourn. Okay. So, does anybody have anything, any additions or corrections to to this agenda? Okay, hearing none. the agenda is approved. Okay. Does anybody have, okay, the minutes were sent out immediately after the last meeting and just recently. So I know that you, that anyone on this committee has received them about a month ago. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to the minutes? Okay. Does anyone want to move that we approve the minutes?
Can I ask, did everyone get a copy? Am I the only one that did not actually receive a copy?
Well, the date that I have on them was December 7th. So we had a meeting on December 7th, and I sent them out to the committee on December the 7th.
But everyone that is in attendance now, did they all get a copy of them?
Probably not, because they were not on the committee at the time.
Everybody's
so,
new.
Do we want to approve those minutes, or do we want to postpone approval?
Motion to approve.
Okay, Rob Lee moves to approve those minutes.
Kurt seconds.
Okay, is there any objection to approving those minutes? Okay, hearing none. Okay, just a minute here, R. Lee. Okay, no objection, so it's passed without objection.
Hey, Roy.
Okay, and I will be sending out those approved minutes so you can read them. Okay, first item. Next is a report from the development director or general manager. So, Robin, do you have anything to report that might not be covered in these other items?
Well, I can't see whatever the current agenda is. I don't think so.
Okay, so none at this time.
The agenda.
At this time.
Okay. Nancy on the set.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
On February 21st, Saturday, is 12 hours from 9 a.m. until, oh, no, that's Eastern time. So for us, I guess it's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. is a special Black History celebration and fundraiser. And so I wanted to tell Robin, can we include that on the flyer for MLK flyer so we can tell people we're having a special fundraiser on Saturday, the 21st of February. It's a 12-hour celebration of Black History from five different stations. So it's going to be five different stations. At the same time, we'll be hearing the same programming from Black programmers from five stations.
Is this something that passed on the national level, on the national board?
Yes. Yes, it did. It came from the programming committee, and it was proposed by Janine Etter from KPFA and Frank Sterling from KPFA. And Janine will be manning the boards all day, and she's already talking with all these Black programmers from all five stations. So it's going to be a fundraiser. I don't know if they decided it's going to be everybody just pledges to their own station or to Pacifica. I don't know how they decided that or if they decided. But can we put something on the MLK flyer that we're going to have a special from all five stations? It's a national programming. Robin?
On which day?
Saturday.
February 21st.
Yes, it's President's Day, All President's Day.
February 21st is not a Saturday.
It's Monday. Wait a minute. Let me see. She told me Saturday. Let me look at the calendar. February.
President's Day is Monday the 21st.
Okay. So 21st is Friday. Oh. It seems she got the day wrong. I think she said Saturday.
No, February 21st is a Monday.
Okay. Let me see. Is it All President's Day? Let me see what she wrote me. Maybe she had the wrong day wrong. Okay, I'll have to check with her. She wrote down Monday, February 21st, President's Day.
Okay.
Not Saturday, Monday. So the programming will be preempted with this special. So we'll be able to hear voices of black programmers from the other four stations. And we'll all be hearing at the same time. And they'll be calling in to pitch, live pitches. I suggest we ask them to do each station pledges to their own station. So I think that's less argument. What do you think? Anyway, they're making a poster right now and a cart. And so as soon as the poster and cart is done, then it'll be given to the stations. And I think we should try to make an effort to have them at the library. The Houston Library allows you one poster, but you have to ask each library individually to put it on there. And then the Harris County Library, Harris County Library, so the last time they said, just send it by email and they will print it and then they'll distribute to all their branches. But we got to hurry if we're going to do this. So they're working on the poster. Anyway, I got this message today from Janine.
Okay. Who was it that spoke? Was that Bill? Go ahead, Bill.
Well, let's let Robin continue with her report first. And we shouldn't be publicizing it unless we've got confirmation it's going to air on KPFT.
Well, I think Nancy's original question was, could it be put onto the MLK flyer? I think we'll have to leave Robin to do that as best she can. And I would say maybe we ought to, I mean, obviously Robin's going to have to get additional information from through the general manager to, you know, either put it in an email blast to the listeners, put it on the website, put it on the Facebook page, do a poster, and do a cart. She's going to have to coordinate with the general manager. Robin, is it enough that we've just called this to your attention so you can work with National on this?
Yeah, Janine has said the poster is being made now and the cart. So, today,
I'm asking Robin now. Robin, can you take it from here?
Robin doesn't need to make a card or a poster.
I'm not asking her to make a card or a poster. I'm saying...
Bill for the stack.
Robin, can you take it from here?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Okay, so if you have something you want us to do, Robin, just send us an email,
And Bill.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
We need to make sure it's going to be airing before we do any publicity for it. So that's the first thing that needs to be checked on.
I'm sure Robin will pursue that. And right. Nancy, thank you for calling this to our attention. All right. Robin, okay, so the next item on the agenda is fundraising. And
can we let Nancy, Robin continue with her report?
She said she had nothing to report that wasn't in the next item on the agenda.
Okay,
so that's where we're at. The next item is fundraising, and there are five items listed. One is upcoming pledge drive. One is the quiet drive report. Number three is legacy giving. Number D is lapsed donors. And number five is a Valentine's Day request that I have. So, Robin, can you tell us about the upcoming pledge drive and tell us if you need something from us?
Okay. The next drive is planned to start February 3rd. I believe that's a Thursday. It's based on recent results of fund drives. It will run at least for 1 month. The goal will be $150,000. We might try to do something a little different this time, something similar to what we did with Giving Tuesday, which is have pitches recorded by all kinds of different people to use during the day while having the programmers with their recorded shows you know, just integrating that into their shows. That worked pretty well for Giving Tuesday, and it also gives us a slightly more lively sound, I think. So that's the framework of it right now.
Okay. Is there any theme?
Not from me, no.
Okay, I just wondered. Okay. Is there a reason why, I have to ask this, and I asked this at the last Plus Right, is there a reason why our goal is so very low?
Well, I'm trying to be realistic, based on a whole year worth of experience. So that's basically it.
Sandy for the stack.
So every programmer's goal has been reduced from, let's say, 2 years ago?
Yes.
All right. Who was it that asked to be on the stack?
Sandy.
Go ahead, Sandy. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I want to go back to what Robin referred to as the on-air pitching. We have, how many, Robin? 15? 16?
15 or 16,
articles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it would be a matter of looking at those and seeing if we can repurpose them for a general pitch instead of the Giving Friday pitch. I'm sure that the audio is good enough on a lot of them that we can do that. And I thought we might be able to expand on that. I'd like to see our LSB have a little higher profile and a little better image than what it currently enjoys in our community. So maybe LSB members, people on this call, could do a brief testimonial that we could weave in. We have a very powerful automation system. We can load this stuff up, and it can run at the top of each hour, every hour, 24 hours a day. Maybe that would reach listeners a little bit better with the repetitive noise rather than
you're
the
asking that the LSB,
of our pitching.
Are you talking about one thing or two things? LSB, some sort of LSB cart?
No, Teresa.
Okay.
I want you to go on the air and say why people should give money to KPFT in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
You're talking about LSB members or?
I'm talking about anybody that is participating in this process. There are people on the call that aren't LSB members. Thank you for stepping up and volunteering.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're that enthusiastic about being here, well, great. So the enthusiasm needs to show, as Ray Hill used to tell me, you need to push yourself through the microphone into people's ears.
Okay, so you're asking that the LSB members and a variety of KPFT members produce 30-second pitches.
Right? Well, I don't know if it's 30 seconds yet, Teresa. I mean,
okay.
We got to do a little bit of thinking about script and how we want to frame this. And, you know, maybe you have somebody come on and say, here's another LSB member to tell you why you should support KPFD, you know, something like that. So you might have a bumper in and out of what you're saying type of thing.
Okay. Robin, can you react to that?
I think it's actually a good idea. What we have to have is a mechanism when for LSB members and others to, I suppose, some of them will know how to record something on their own, others will not. So call in to someone who will record the audio and then, you know, spruce it up so that it can be aired. Also, I already have a bunch of, pitch templates, which people can use and riff on to help. So I could send that to board members when we know when they can, where to send anything they record on their own or what they can call into. Yeah, I think this will be very helpful.
So you're going to send out pitch templates to whom? People that request them? I mean, should we say people should send you an email or you're going to send it out to lsb.kpft.org or what?
Starting with the LSB. I'll refer to what we're talking to about right now. And I hope the next LSB meeting that when the development committee does a report, they can also kind of give the LSB a heads up that this is coming their way.
Well, the LSB meeting is tomorrow. Robin, if you will write what you want me to say, I'll give that as part of the LSB, the development report.
All right.
Okay.
Nancy
on the stack.
Okay, Bill and then Nancy. Go ahead, Bill.
One thing, Robin, just a suggestion to check on. A lot of the promos have been cut off before they end. I mean, one I remember over and over again is like that one you recorded about the bylaws amendments, because, you know, it's not getting entered into the automation system properly, the duration of it. And so if we're going to be having additional carts, especially if they're at varying lengths, we need to make sure, please stress that it get entered correctly, because we don't want them cut off before the end of them. There's been other problems too, like I remember Democracy Now has been interrupted a lot near the end of the show with no promos and stuff like that going in also. So I don't know what's going on, but we just need to stress, especially for Fund Drive, this is really important.
Right.
Good point. Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Two things. From the past election, and it was really awful because candidates were recording their own candidate cards. And, you know, everybody's telephone is a wide range of quality when people use their own telephones. And many of them were horrible. The audio was horrible.
And
so at our station, 11 candidates had zero cards. So we could not really tell, but the other stations, it was just terrible. So that's one thing about using your own phone. Phones are, you know, wide variety of quality. The second thing is it's not proper for LSBs to be making pitches or carts on the air unless it is a LSB report to the listeners. That's fine, but... and an equal and a fair way so that the next meeting, the other people who didn't report are on the air. But when you allow some LSBs to make a card, and I'm talking about listener LSBs, not staff. Staff can go as much as they want on the air, but it's an unfair advantage for election period. And we're going to have an election this year. And so I really would rather have maybe, you know, listeners that want to make a card, listeners that, you know, or the staff. We have plenty of staff. I just don't think it's a good idea to have listener LSBs making cards. Thank you. I'm finished.
All right, Sandy, you're up next.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Number one, in terms of recording quality, when I'm doing interviews with people all around the country, all around the world, we use a piece of software where you can talk into your phone and I can get a nice digital footprint, and it's pretty clean. So the audio quality can be taken care of. What I'm proposing, we won't have time for everybody to do this, Nancy, but because we're going to load up the automation system. And so you got a possibility of maybe maximum 24 of these running in a day, one an hour, something like that. Maybe a little bit more, depending. And if they're 1 minute, that's about what's going to fill it up for the listener. We want to repeat these like you hear on TV so the message gets through. So maybe we want to play each one three times, for instance. I'm getting off track. My point is audio quality shouldn't be a concern. Second thing is I think it's really important, in spite of what you see as inequalities, of messaging. It's open to everybody. I can record anybody with a cell phone, make it sound okay, if not really good. And getting the image group turned around is the most important thing. So I think these are good reasons to pursue this path. And we shouldn't be worried about what somebody, one person views as inequities. It's for the greater good.
Okay, well,
thank you, Sandy.
Just a minute. So go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, this has been discussed in governance and in, but not in this present governance committee, but yeah, it's not a good idea to let listener board members on the air making any kind of card. And we had a rule that would prevent that, a standing rule for KPFT, because it's an unfair advantage when particularly this, there was one listener board member who was always on for over a decade. I mean, almost a decade. Just that cart with that person's voice, and it gave an unfair advantage as far as election. And that's why we made that rule. But then the rule got overturned with a different majority. But other stations, I've talked with people there, and they say, yes, it's not good for listener board members to be on the air. Staff, yes. Staff, okay. So please pick. Don't we have volunteers that come and they like to be on the air, or they call? I think we should be able to reach out with a newsletter and have a bank of I think we did that already, didn't we, in the past?
Pardon me, Rob Lee on Stack.
Go ahead and finish up, Nancy.
Oh, I'm finished.
Go ahead, Rob.
We're really getting into the weeds and making, you know, turns that are pretty far away from fundraising. I would say we need to have subcommittees, which I've said before, and the details of these issues need to be handled before a meeting like this.
Okay. All right. Well, this appears to be a new item. I think that Robin should talk with the chair of the board, and maybe. I'll be happy to discuss it with you, Robin. It's to my knowledge at this point, it is not against the bylaws for LSB members to be have part. And I understand, but I understand Nancy's point. If I understand it correctly, this would only be for the length of the pledge drive. So I would say maybe please discuss it with Sandy and then discuss it with Robert Franklin. And then you can decide what you want to do. And if you give me something, I will mention it to the LSB. And then if you change your mind after that, then you certainly will have control of that situation. Is there anything else, Robin, that you want us to do specifically for this pledge drive?
That's what I have for right now.
Okay, good. All right. Anybody else have any questions? Is the meeting going to end? I mean, is the pledge drive going to end on March 2nd?
No.
Is there a specific end date or what?
March 3rd.
March 3rd. Okay. Do you have any report on the quiet drive? Do you have any additional information on it?
We haven't met in a month, so this is what we have. Quiet drive is over, ended on December the 31st. I have to get my numbers back up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We raised $71,580, which is about 72% of the $100,000 goal, compared to the same period of a year before. We raised about 63,000 then, so it's an improvement, and I think we did pretty well for the quiet drive.
Okay, and that does not include the Giving Tuesday donations, correct?
It does not.
And what were the dates of the quiet drive?
November 2nd through December 31st.
So, Giving Tuesday. So, if it started on November 2nd,
Tuesday was
Giving Tuesday was November the 26th. So, So that includes...
Oh, I'm sorry. It does include that, yes. I'm sorry.
It does include that. Can we,
yes.
can we correct that so Giving Tuesday is separate? Because I just want to have proper reporting of what's effective, and Giving Tuesday is not the same thing as Quiet Drive.
Well, I do have separate numbers for the Giving Tuesday, which I can't remember what they are, but I've given those out too.
Okay, well, I would suggest that we subtract Giving Tuesday from Quiet Drive so we have a proper reflection of what we collected per the project that we were working on. Just think that.
I second that.
And not only that, but I always thought Quiet Drive was in December, so now Quiet Drive is an entire 2 months?
Yeah, I extended it, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so effective this year, Quiet Drive was starting in November,
yeah.
But not last year.
Not last year, no.
Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, on the cart for Giving Tuesday, all these different the singers are asking for Giving Tuesday. They're saying November 30th. So when people pledge for Giving Tuesday, is it like a separate, like you're able to discern it is for Giving Tuesday? Even they do it on December 3rd or November, whatever day they do it, you're able to tell it's only for Giving Tuesday, right? And Quiet Drive, you can tell it's only... Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And
I'm
those
sorry.
Cards are still going on. Yeah, the cards are still playing. They're saying, please give for November 30th, but it's already passed.
Well, I don't know
goodness.
What to do about that.
Okay, so Robin, can you make
Who
sure
would know
the Quiet
about
Drive,
that?
Can you make, Robin, can you make sure Giving Tuesday cards stop?
I will make the request.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
Oh, I have one more question. If you're going to ask something to stop about the bylaws, where Akua Holt's voice says, we're going to vote on bylaw revisions or amendments, and that already passed, so she doesn't have to, that part doesn't need there to be playing. Thank you.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with development, but can you ask about that too? Can you ask about that too, Robin? Robin, can you ask about that too? All right, whoever has the dog and the background noise, please mute. Okay, Robin, can you check on that too?
How do
I think?
I'm sorry, and any unnecessary.
Oh, I just asked how do I mute? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Can you just use the mute on your phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you. No problem. Okay. I don't know whether I'm assuming you can't give me an answer, but is there any way that you can check for future reference? I think that unless we properly record unless we properly give credit for what raises money and what doesn't, then we're not going to be able to improve. And I think when we compare the Quiet Drive this year with last year, but this year it's 2 months and includes Giving Tuesday, that's not a proper comparison that will help us improve our efforts next year. I hope that you can correct that, especially on our accounting in our budgets. Things need to be put in the proper columns. Okay. All right, legacy giving, have we had any luck in making any headway with making a pitch for people to put KPFT in their will?
No. I have a web page that is ready to go but has not been posted yet because I don't have the ability to do that on the current website.
Okay. Does this need to be approved by someone at National? Because if we have a web page, we need to have a phone number or something. If somebody is inquiring about how to put it in a will, we need to be able to refer them to someone. Do we have that person yet?
No.
If I call in tomorrow and say, how do I put KPFT in the will, what's going to happen? What are you going to tell me? Or what is KPFT going to tell me?
I will send you the information that I have that should be on the web. And it also says, any questions you may have that aren't answered here, or if you're confused, talk to your own financial consultant.
All right.
Rob Lee on Stack.
Go ahead, Rob.
I discussed this either with you or with Robin that I would be more than happy, free of any charge, to speak with anyone concerning financial planning and putting KPFT into their will. And, it'd be a fairly simple thing to do before they hit their own financial advisor or attorney, and just let them know, what they need to do. And for example, if they hadn't revised their will in 20 years, we'd be doing them a favor to say, here's a few things that you need to probably think about, but, here's what you do for KPFT. And we'd need to get some sort of sample language that if Pacifica doesn't have it, I'm sure we could steal it from somewhere else. I could probably get it from another nonprofit.
Teresa?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
I think I sent a draft of what I plan to put on the web to you, Rob, some time ago. I can send it again. Thank you for that, and I'll add your name and contact information to it.
And Teresa, maybe what we should do is regroup offline so we don't take everybody's time
and come back with
a suggestion and make that a topic for next meeting.
All right, Rob.
Because it's not finished.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say that Robin is going to send the information to you and to me, and we will meet as a subcommittee.
Excellent.
Go ahead, Bill.
I think we should, I don't know if we need to consult an attorney, maybe you have experience, Rob, but we need to encourage people to put specific language in there that it can only be used for KPFT expenses, because we lost the money from the supporter of Larry Winters who gave us the house, that person's house in a will. It went to pay other expenses in Pacifica because some other stations weren't paying central services. And we still could very well lose the property or Lovett or whatever the new property becomes because it's collateral for a loan. And because apparently the right words weren't put in the will when it was given to Pacifica or to KPFT, excuse me. So if we wanted to go to KPFT, if the donor wants it to go to KPFT, they need to put the right language in the will to restrict it so it can't be used to cover shortfalls from other stations.
Yeah, you're correct. Could I comment?
Go ahead, Rob.
Really, and I'm not an attorney, but I think I understand what's going on, and I've been married to two attorneys. I'm just joking, but no, that's true. I helped pay for one's law school. But anyway, does that help? Okay. Or maybe I do it on TV. No, I'm kidding. Here's what we need to do. KPFT would have to have its own 501c3. I think that, and pardon my French, Pacifica would have a shit fit. And again, I agree completely, but I don't want to say any more than that. But under the current structure, I don't think there's any way to do it without starting our own 501c3, which I would love to do.
Can I comment again, Bill? It's Bill.
Thank you for the stack.
Okay, wait a minute. Are you finished? Are you finished, Rob?
I'm always short. Finished.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Bill, and then Sandy.
Okay. Well, you know, I used to be on the PNB, and this kind of thing had come up before, and a donor can restrict a donation, and Pacifica or the station cannot use it for anything other than what the restriction said, even if we're all one big foundation. So we just need to help the donor know how to write that restriction so it goes to what they want it to go to.
We will take
okay.
that under advisement, and,
yes.
and we can double-check on that, and you are correct again if it's allowed.
Okay, we will discuss that. Go ahead, Sandy.
Thank you. First, my significant other is an attorney that specializes in estate planning, wills, probate, et cetera. Okay? So I don't know if she'd be willing to help or not. Have to cook her a better dinner or something.
Okay.
But anyway, we can't break off from the Pacifica Foundation. We are the Pacifica Foundation. And I actually did see the will that granted Lovett Boulevard to Pacifica. And that's what it was. Just very short and brief, granted to Pacifica, not KPFT. So there was no mistake in the language, and it has to be written that way. So the pipe dream of breaking off and keeping the money, not so fast. So that's one thing.
All right.
But in terms of language, maybe Margie can be of some help.
Okay, well, maybe we need to, yes. We will, as a subcommittee, we will discuss that. Okay, lapsed donors. Robin, you want to say anything?
Let's see. I need to get my numbers up for that one. But several sessions in October, November, and December,
mm-hmm.
a group of volunteers got together to call lapsed donors.
Mm-hmm.
I think well over 1,000. We did manage to raise. All right, help me. I did send a report on that. I made a little report on that to you all. Let's see, a little over $5,000 during all those sessions.
Okay.
So it was very, I want to thank Rob Lee for letting us use the conference room in his office and also making sure everyone that came had snacks and wine. That was the nice part of that.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, are we going to schedule some more meetings in the near future? Yes or no?
With the current COVID situation, I'm not willing to go to a room like that. In close proximity right now.
Could we maybe just have four people? If we did it with four people, you'd have one in the conference room, one each in those other two side rooms, and one at the front desk. So we could handle it if we just had you and three other people.
I would like to talk about this in another venue.
Okay. All right, so shall we talk about this in a subcommittee?
Yes. That's what I would
okay.
prefer.
Okay, that sounds great.
This is Nancy with the...
I want to ask one other question before I give it to Nancy. The amount that we have raised in calling lapsed donors is being recorded separately as, you know, in retrieving lapsed donors, right? It's not just...
Yes, it has its own source. It has
Good.
Its own source code, as does the Giving Tuesday effort, too. All of that can be teased out. easily.
Okay. Has its own source code. Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
KPFK Los Angeles, they were calling lapsed donors, and they were able to, I don't know how they did it, but they were able to do it from their own phones, but it comes out showing KPFK. And they made around 3,000. And I don't remember how many times, but it was like much easier than what y'all are doing. I will try to find out the specifics and report to everybody, okay?
Okay, okay. Okay. Good. Okay.
In other words, the ID on the phone, when they call people, it will say KPFK, but they were not necessarily at the station. And I don't know how they did it. They had some kind of telephone system to do that.
And when did they do this?
Recently, like last month, I think. Yeah, towards the end of December. I'll ask Janine Ron. She was reporting this. Thank you.
All right. That would be great. What is it? Who are you going to talk to again?
Janine Ron. She's a former secretary of KPFK's LSB, but she didn't win the election, so she's election committee secretary now.
R A H M. Her last name is R A H M.
No. R O H N. And also Michael Novick, the chair of the KPFK LSB. He was explaining about the telephone, how they did it, you know. So I think he knows very well. I'll ask both of them, okay, get a report there, buddy. That might help us.
Okay. The next item is what I put down as Valentine's Day. I am proposing that we do something on Valentine's Day similar to what I had originally proposed that we do on Giving Tuesday, and I'm suggesting that we maybe approach 4 or 5 different, secular interfaith type organizations. So that, for example, if I call in to donate to KPFT and I give $50, I know that somebody, and I say, Northwest Assistance Ministries, that somebody at Northwest Assistance Ministries will free up money to go toward Northwest. And I think that maybe Dr. Franklin's original reason for not doing that was that maybe he did not want to spend all of that day talking about one organization. But if we could get organizations from maybe 4 or 5 different parts of town, that we might be able to raise money for KPFT and encourage donors to those nonprofits, to their food banks, that, you know, they might be able to generate money from some of their big donors in that way. Can we maybe start a little subcommittee and talk to you about this, Robin?
All right.
Okay. Does anybody want to work on this with me?
I do. Nancy.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
I'd be happy to help with that one group. I think, what did we mention? It was, I'd be happy to participate in that, Rob Lee.
Okay. All right.
This is Nancy.
Next item is...
I'm sorry. I would like to hear those groups. We're asking them to make a script and a recording about their organization, like HREG is, Houston. Oh, I don't know. They do solar panels, electric cars, and everything. HREG. But that was a 30-second one. If we give them a 1-minute part, to talk about their organization, and then they pitch for us, and they actually put an email to their membership list, that would be even better. Okay, I'm just thinking out loud. Sorry. Thank you.
It's okay. Okay. Before we set our next meeting and adjourn, the next item is number 6, and I would like to handle this in the next 20 minutes. And this is new business. And the items that I've written down are solicitation of silent auction items, concerts, speakers, raffle, and I put my name after that, reception, Rob Lee, major LSB fundraiser, Venetia Williams. So let's start with silent auction items. I can say this. I'm going to send out another email to the LSB asking any members of the LSB if they know someone who would like to give items for a raffle at some of our events, that they would please contact me. And I'm assuming that somehow Robin might want to put that in one of her email blasts. I also still have the name of a person who offered us some art in Wright City, a former major donor, and I didn't take the time to see that to drive out and see that person over the holidays, but I do intend to do that. Does anybody have any other comments on the solicitation of silent auction items? I'm thinking of $200 or more value.
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, until we get into another building, is this going to create even more logistics problems for the store stuff? We talked about this before. I mean, I'm hoping we get into a new location soon, but I don't know when it's going to be.
Hi, this is Carol. I just have a question. Teresa, you said something about at future events. How long has it been since we've actually had an event?
Well, let's say this. Robin has suggested to us we could have an online auction right now. If we had let's say we had 2 guitars and we had 4 pieces of art and we had a personal telephone conversation mm-hmm. with Willie Nelson, we could have an auction online right now.
Right, right.
So well, when I say events, it doesn't have to be a face-to-face event.
Yeah, I was going to say,
but I think
say,
we might be missing
be
out on opportunities right now if somebody
right.
has something and we don't ask.
Exactly, because I think it's going to be a long time before there'll be a face-to-face event.
Well, that's why when I said event, I did not mean it had to be face-to-face.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
All right. And when I say secure a donation, it doesn't have to mean that we have to take somebody's couch and find a home for it. I mean,
right.
we're going to solicit these things, and it could be a diamond from Shannon Jewelers or something like
right.
that,
right,
where
yeah.
it doesn't take up a lot of space. To answer Bill's question, we will take control of this, but I'm just saying... I think we ought to ask because there are some things that don't involve storage and could be worthwhile requesting. So, Robin, can you anticipate that maybe we might want to put something in an email blast saying that we're asking for those things in the near future? Are you there, Robin?
Yeah. We already have a pretty decent collection of guitars, also a piece work of art and a service offered by an attorney. That is ready to be offered in a online auction. A few more items would be good. I don't know. It's just just throwing it out there to the world. I'm always just really, and also not having really a place to put most of these things. Reluctant to just throw it all wide open right now.
Mm-hmm. Can we get into, if someone donated a guitar tomorrow, could you take it over and put it in our storage?
I can get it there eventually. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, if you don't mind, if you could possibly put something in an email blast and state that we're looking for things and they have to be over worth value of $200 and have to be subject to your approval, I'd appreciate it. And I will do the same thing to the LSB because I think it's healthy for all of our board members to be putting on their thinking caps because they might know somebody. They might know a celebrity. In fact, I was just heard something. I was watching Antique Roadshow, and a guy was saying that he won, what was it? It was a Corvette. And it was a competition where he had to get a celebrity to suggest that he get the Corvette. And he had been a caterer providing events to the Hole in the Wall gang that Paul Newman was in charge of. And he asked his boss, and his boss said, okay. He contacted Paul Newman. Paul Newman said, yeah, give this guy the Corvette. And he won the Corvette. You never know that you might know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that has something really nice. So unless we ask, I would like the board members to be talking about that and maybe get something nice.
Nancy on the stack.
So let me ask my question. Robin, will you consider doing that in the email blast? With those two provisions, number one, you have to approve it, and it should be worth at least $200. Are you there, Robin? Well, I'm gonna put in the minutes that Robin said that she is considering an online auction, and I'm going to say that Teresa Allen requests putting this in an online blast, and I will also ask and Alan will request attention of the LSB. Okay. Next item
Nancy
is...
Nancy, I'm back.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. I think instead of putting the responsibility on Robin to say, no, this is not good, or, yeah, well, this is good, this passes, this doesn't, I think maybe the committee should do that, because Robin asked us at the last meeting that the committee should please take that responsibility instead of leaving it to her to decide which one passes and which one doesn't. And about storage, I think we can do this without storage, because everybody knows we don't have a station anymore. We don't have a building. And we can just play matchmaker. So when it comes time to exchange, they're going to have to bring it in if it's too big. They're not going to send it by mail. So just instead of coming two times a trip and just get the two, you know, matchmake the buyer and the seller. And then if the seller does or the buyer doesn't like it, then it doesn't go. It just, you know, but to do things by picture, face-to-face, telephone, where you show it with a camera, and not try to do any storage, because that is just extra work, and we're paying for storage, right? So we don't want to have to pay for storage for these things. The idea is to get money.
Okay, Nancy, I'm going to answer your question. Number one, Robin is staff, and if we ask for somebody and they say we're going to give you a piece of art, we're not going to just take a picture of it and say, well, if you give money to KPFT, this person is going to deliver. We're going to have to take it from that person. So if the money is given, we have it to give to them instead of the donor changing their mind. So we have to take possession of it. Number two, does it have to be a donation to KPFT before we give it away? And number two, I don't want this committee making those decisions, because none of these things are going to be delivered to this committee. we're not responsible, because I don't want somebody donating it and we say we're going to take it and then the station say no. Robin or a staff member at KPFT will be the ultimate decision or decider of what we would take as a donation.
Rob Lee, could I interject?
Go ahead, Rob.
I think Nancy does have a great point that Robin is overworked. I think we could have another subcommittee on the silent auction, and I think that we could delegate out work, and I think Robin could be on that and be instrumental doing exactly what you're saying, but we could get to, you know, again, in other organizations, groups like this form committees and go out and get stuff done, take assignments, and do it. So signing off on that.
All right. Does anybody want to be on this subcommittee?
I'll be on this subcommittee for Cassandra Thibodeau to help with the silent auction.
Okay.
T-H-I-O-T-E-A-U-X.
Rob, is that Rob?
Yeah, I'll help.
Okay. Okay, and I will be on that too.
And
all right,
my
so
last name, should I spell it last? You spelled it incorrect.
T-H-I-B-O-D-E-A-U-X?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Super duper. Thank you. Okay. Anybody have any idea for concerts right now, or shall we postpone that? Okay.
I did see Leslie Krofka and did hit her up, and she said she'd consider it.
Okay.
But that might be something when we get to the next topic on the reception.
And after we get COVID under control.
And after we get COVID under control, correct.
Okay. Knows someone who would consider performing.
It's Leslie Krofka who's helped the studio and been on the air multiple times.
I know Leslie. She's wonderful. All right. Speakers. Anybody, any thoughts for speakers? Okay. Raffle, Teresa Allen already discussed that.
Bill,
reception. Rob,
Bill,
you want to talk about your
raffle?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
I just remember a few years ago, KPFK got into big trouble on some raffle stuff because there's a lot of legal things you have to make sure you do right. And sometimes you have to get them approved by counties or cities as well as states. And so we just need to be careful if we're going to do that. I know there's nonprofits can do two a year, but there's still other requirements that you have.
I understand. Anything we did like that would have to go through staff. Rob, you want to talk about your reception idea?
I'd be happy to. Again, starting off, I think it's been brought up several times, COVID. So we probably shouldn't do anything. If I think Houston's in code red. But when we come out of it, I think that we need to promote Dr. Franklin. I'm always a big believer that we try to do stuff for the people that have given the biggest donations in the past. And from this list that we were calling on the last multiple times, I mean, I saw a lot of names on there that were given money that I think, you know, maybe they gave $500, and I think they definitely could give a lot more if somehow we got KPFT a little bit more into their hearts.
Is there anyone here who would like to discuss this possibility of an upcoming event with the general manager and major donors? Okay.
I would.
Well, I would too. So I guess you and I need to discuss it, and maybe we can interest someone else on the LSB regarding that. And I do want to call to your attention again that very, very soon there will be an announcement that the LSB is going to be working on a major fundraiser headed by Venecia Williams. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to discuss under new business?
Yeah, this is Nancy. I don't have anything prepared. But we did do a virtual fundraiser, I think, with a lot of singers in the past. But we might think about some community radio station. I forgot which one it was. They did a talent show, and they said it was so happy and enjoyable. It was just their membership bringing their talents, and I don't know how they got money out of it, but that is one way. And then if we were to get some singers to come, and then, you know, the dancers, they have no place to dance since COVID. And we have a lot of local dancers, but you could do dancing virtually, because I've seen it done. So like a dance party, singing and dancing or whatever, and then let them donate what they want, like we did with maybe, was it a year ago in the summer? I can't remember. Anyway, just I think we need to get together and have a party, have a fun thing. Okay, that's all. I just want to put that in everybody's, plant the seed.
Well, I must say we have had some virtual dancing at my church service, and the dancer was superb, and it was very wonderful to watch. So it is not unrealistic to think that sometime in the future, if we had a talent show, we could have a virtual talent show with all kinds of talent. I'm not sure how it could be, if we could raise money for it, or, you know, charge money for it, I mean. But Nancy, I'd be happy to discuss it further with you, but take into consideration that we'd have to either have it virtual or wait until COVID's gone.
No, let's not wait. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. We might be changing our whole lives from now on. I don't know.
Okay. So, does anybody, if I'm looking at, we're talking about our next meeting at this point. I'm looking at KPFTX and the KPFT Governance Committee has just scheduled itself for the Tuesday, February the 1st. I know they're scheduled, although they haven't scheduled it yet. So the question is, when do you want to have our next meeting? Do you want to try for third Tuesdays of the month? That would be the 15th of February, or do you want to try? Does anybody have a problem with the 15th of? Do we want to just do 1 month and ahead and just see what happens?
What's Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day is usually the 14th, which is Monday. I move that we have our next meeting on Tuesday, the 15th of February.
Second.
Any objections to that?
What day?
Tuesday, the 15th of February.
What time?
How about 6 o'clock?
Is that good for Robin?
Robin, is that okay for you?
It's okay with me.
Thank you, Robin. Okay, that meeting is scheduled. Are we ready to adjourn this meeting? Does someone want to? Wait a minute, let me ask one other question. There are some people who didn't speak. Does anybody that's new to this committee, do you want to say anything or give us any feedback? Sandy, Cassandra, do you want to say anything?
Oh, no, I volunteered for the silent auction. I think it's great that we're taking some things off of Robin's plate. I think that's important. So, yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us. And Sandy, thank you very much. Does everybody, do you want to try, is there any objection to trying a Zoom meeting next month instead of Maestro? Go ahead, Sandy.
Yeah, sorry. In addition to these great efforts that we talked about tonight, at tomorrow's LSB meeting, we're going to announce the formation of two task forces, one for major fundraising events, and I think you guys are already working on something like that or close to it. So let's make sure we don't duplicate effort and we're in harmony and not competing, but rather working together to get the best result. The second task force will be surrounding grant writing. And we have a professor that's joined us that knows what he's doing here. And Mr. Faust will be leading that task force and, in fact, is already up and running, working on a grant that is going to bend programming to meet the requirements of the grant. And it could be a thing, and it could be a very important thing. So I just wanted to slip that in there. I appreciate everybody's work on this group as well. Thanks, Trish.
Thank you, Sandy. Good point. Thank you for that. So if there's anyone here that wants to work on grants, especially if you have any experience on that, contact Sandy on that one. And we can expect Venetia to be asking us to put our shoulder to the wheel on this major fundraiser for KPFT also.
Okay. Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I just wanted to remind people that the big grant, CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is tax money, in the past we had gotten $150,000 to $180,000, and if we had enough diverse listenership, which we did not, we failed in 2015, so we lost the $50,000 extra bonus grant. So what's keeping us from that CPP grant for the whole network is low membership at KPFT, low membership at KPFK, which is Los Angeles, and at KPFT, low diverse ethnic listenership. So we need to get some more ethnic shows on, and we need to be, you know, up our membership. Okay, I just wanted to let y'all know that because this is important. We have our audits all up to date, so we can apply, but we cannot.
Right. Well, I think that we were behind in our audits affected our CPB funding also.
No, we lost it because of Texas did not have enough diverse listenership by those machines that are in those people's houses. And we didn't have enough membership, period. So KPFK, they do not have enough listeners. They lost a lot of listenership. So these are the two things that are really stopping us from getting big tax money.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Bill.
I mean, it's true, KPFK lost CPB funding first because not having enough overall listeners. I don't think CPB continues the diverse listenership. It's certainly a good goal, but we're not going to get back CPB completely kicked out of the system because it took us something like 9 years. We weren't paying back money we owed them. There were also some other issues, and you know we all need to greatly increase our listenership. CPB has a minimum requirements, and we have to reapply just to get into the system because we're kicked out. So we're not going to be getting in anytime soon. And I'm not even sure how much funding CPB has right now. So, you know, don't hold your breath waiting for CPB funding. You need to work on raising money in other ways.
Okay. All right. Does somebody going to propose that we close this meeting? Well, it's 7:25. Is anybody going to move that we adjourn? Who is that?
Bill.
Thank you, Bill, for saving my life. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Okay?
Thanks to all of us. Thank you.
Bye-bye
now. And Mr. Lee.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Lee, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's my show, Sandy Weinman. I do deadbeat.